Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, what's the best way to start your day? In my humble opinion, it's with Strava Craft Coffee, the delicious CBD-infused coffee that you can now get at the DNVR Bar in York and Colfax. Check out that delicious cold brew we've got on tap. It also now comes in decaf when you order from Strava Craft Coffee. Make sure when you do that, by the way, that you use code DNVR25 to save 25% off your first purchase. When you punch that code in, you're also going to make sure that you get 20% off every shipment when you use their subscription service, which I extremely recommend. CBD-infused coffee helps with chronic headaches, joint pains, IBS, so much more. No coffee jitters if you want 3 or 4 cups a day. Share a personal story about Strava or see. Oh, I'm supposed to tell a story. I love Strava. There's your story. Use code DNVR25, get 25% off. What is up, everybody? How we doing? Welcome into another episode of the DNBA show, brought to you by the DNVR Nuggets, part of the DNVR network. This podcast, most of our podcasts, actually D-Line, all of our podcasts are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use code DNVR when you sign up to get some no-brainer deals. We're going to tell you more about those later in the show, of course. As we always do, as you might have noticed, it's a skeleton crew today.
Dude, it's the best crew.
Dude, no parents, no rules.
Don't you feel like you're finally alive? Like most of the time I just sit here in like a cold sweat. I'm like, the next words I utter might be my last here on the podcast. And today, it's a certainty.
You're just like, wait, you're waiting for Adam to finish speaking. You're like, what are we talking about again? No, it's just me and D-Line today.
Let's go.
We're going to have some fun. We will do our best to keep this show on the rails. And of course, Harrison Wind, varsity 1A QB1 reporter here at DNVR Nuggets. He'll be joining us live from his hotel room in San Diego. He'll keep us updated on training camp.
What do you think he watched on TV last night?
That's a good question. Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, like did he bring it with him?
Yeah. I don't know if you can stream that, but if you can, that's what he's doing.
God, well, to be Harrison.
Do you ever think about how little we know about Harrison? Like, how does Harrison get down outside of Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, I know everything about Harrison because he's my favorite person on earth, and I ask him questions about himself, and everything he tells me makes me like him more, which is the opposite of almost everyone else I meet.
That's a great point. He's into statues. He's definitely into Bachelor in Paradise. Big Denver Nuggets guy. We digress. There's some news in Nuggets Kingdom this morning, Eric. Have you heard the news? The princess is born.
From what my understanding, they closed off a room at Ball Arena, and then pink smoke came out of the chimney to let us know that there was a new member of the lineage of Jokic.
I don't think any of what you just said is true, but that is right. There's a new member of the Jokic family. Ognjena Jokic was born this morning. I hope I didn't butcher that name. I'm going to try to get it down right. Although I don't expect to be saying it much, because as much as we want to acknowledge this, let you know, and we're happy for the Jokic family, it's also like none of our business, isn't it?
I mean, it's our business in that the top human being has procreated and put another like top human being into the gene pool. That's big news for humans in general.
We can assume utility is up in the world today.
Dude, everything's a little bit better, don't you think? Don't you feel that way?
I do feel that way.
There's like more Jokic in the world today.
I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I want to
really
ask you.
You really are like wildly uncomfortable for
No, no, I just want to ask you the question that's on everyone's minds that no one's asked yet. How do you think this will affect him as a player? Just kidding. Don't answer that. I hate that question so much. But we're excited for Jokic. By the way, to reiterate and to update you, if you didn't know, if you haven't been tuning in this week, Jokic is not at training camp yet. This is obviously why. Congratulations to he and Natalia. Sounds like everyone's healthy. Great news.
Apparently you nailed the pronunciation.
Did I?
Yeah, say it again.
Ognjena Jokic?
Ognjena.
Tried. Okay. Tried my hardest. Okay. Shout out to our friends watching from Serbia today. Eric, I want to move on. I want to stay in the child realm, okay, but I want to move on a little bit.
By talking to me?
From the child that's not mine. I don't have one yet, but I was thinking, I have no clue how to name it if I did. Her. So I'm just going to give you now the naming rights to my future firstborn daughter.
So you don't have a daughter coming. But
that's
if
correct.
You did have a daughter coming, you would want me to name that child.
That is correct. I actually want you to do it now. And I think Michelle's working, so she can't object. Like, I'm committing to...
Is there some legal binding that's happening?
I'll sign a contract.
Verbal contracts being legally binding?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were to have a child, a daughter, a smaller vote... I think, first off, I'd have to call her D-Rad. Daddy, if people don't know, Brendan was nicknamed B-Rad at some point in his life.
By myself.
And he will frequently refer to himself as B-Rad if you leave him alone long enough.
Yeah. Or if I'm on TDSP and I forget.
He'll call himself B-Rad. So D-Rad for your daughter, right?
That's
D-Rad?
Right.
D-Rad?
Well, am I D-Rad? Am I Dad Rad at that point?
Dad Rad. So we would call her B-Rad Jr. Dad Rad gave rise to B-Rad? I don't know. I mean, like, obviously we're going to use that framework. You can choose your own letter. I'll allow you a little wiggle room for the name of your own baby. Also, potentially, you could name her LaFan.
LaFan
vote.
Oh my God. This is going just as well as I hoped it would.
LaFan.
If you also want to name my unborn daughter in the comments, go ahead. Let me know. I'm into it.
Or what about Brendan 2?
Fun fact. Here's a fun fact that I learned. No one asked for this. Also not that fun. Brendan and Brenda do not have the same phonetic roots. Brenda is not actually just the female version of Brendan. It's a different name. How about that? How cool is that?
No, I don't care.
All right. Well, we could probably move on. I saw something really interesting today on the Denver Nuggets Twitter account, the official Twitter account. I sent it to the super producer, Kale. If he could be so kind as to pull that one up for us.
Okay, let's check her.
Whenever you're ready, Kale.
Then
there it is.
/now.
Then and now. By the way, then these are three different thens. I just kind of want to point that out.
Well, then is a very relative term.
Yeah, I guess that's
it means
true.
Any amount of any time that is not right now.
So this is year 7 for Jokic, right? And he's a father now. Jamal Murray finally bursts onto the scene in the playoffs. Now he's got to recover from this injury. Michael Porter Jr., that big contract, a lot of talk about him. Will he be the most improved player? They're all Denver Nuggets, and they were once all drafted by the architect, Tim Connelly. Eric, I want to see what you remember about thens, plural. Okay?
I remember back then when they used to smile and wear hats.
Yeah, you were happy back then.
I was. Things had changed.
But things have changed. So we'll start with MPJ, most recent.
Okay.
MPJ was drafted in 2018, according to my research /
Before we go into this, I just want to make it clear, I don't remember anything about anything.
I don't remember yesterday.
Yeah, this should go good.
All okay, right, perfect. All right, 2018, Eric, MPJ was drafted by the Denver Nuggets. What finished number one in the domestic box office in 2018? Which film?
Let me think about this. What is this year's year? This is 2021,
which I surprisingly am not sure about.
Which is the year that we didn't leave our homes and nothing happened?
Was that 2020? Well, that was 2020 through 2021.
Okay, so this was 2 years before the undoing. So 2 years before the undoing. That was right when I first started working with BSN. I'm giving myself all these time landmarks that I'm going to end up coming up with no answer as a result. I think it had to have been a Star Wars film.
That is incorrect.
God damn it.
Kind of close, though. Does that help at all?
No. Avengers. Was it Avengers?
Avengers finished number two, but it was an MCU film. Anyone in the comments, you're all wrong so far. 2018, number one box office end of the year.
Was it like a Thor or some shit? I don't know. Black Panther.
Black Panther.
I said it, Black Panther. You heard me say it.
You're
going to
get canceled, too, if you didn't remember that, man. I was going to clip it, but that's good. That's good. Eric's with it.
That's pretty good, right?
No, you got there eventually after I told you. How about the year-end Billboard charts? Number one by year's end on the Billboard Top 100 for the year 2018.
So that's music, right?
That is correct.
was it... Jesus Christ. Was it... Let me think about this. Was it Taylor Swift?
Good guess. No, it wasn't. Take the viewers and listeners behind the curtain a little bit. Before the show, Eric and I were talking about how out of touch we've gotten already culturally.
That's right.
That was a great lead-in for this segment.
Sure. Well, hold off. I mean, if we're talking about being in touch, being like being able to conjure Black Panther and Taylor Swift at the drop of a hat, I'm like happy to leave that party.
Okay, it wasn't Taylor Swift. I'll give you another guess, though. Okay. You're in the right.
Okay, is it? Yeah, because it's like some bullshit pop music. Was it Kanye West?
So close. It was Drake. God's plan. God's plan was
turns
for
out
you
God's
to,
plan was to shut the world down shortly thereafter.
And for you to not remember anything.
For me to not remember a word of it. That's...
I Googled all this just to double check. I'm sure I still got it wrong. 2016, Jamal Murray was drafted. I cover the Nuggets. Domestic box office, number one for 2016, end of the year. What was it?
2016?
This was a dark year in culture. That's what I learned doing this research.
Oh, my God. So that, wow. what was the top movie in 2016?
I'll give you a hint. It's terrible.
Really?
It's really bad.
So it's not an Avengers movie. Is it?
No. I like Avengers.
It's not a Marvel movie?
It's not a Marvel movie, although there are bad
2016?
Ones.
2016? Yo, I don't even have a guess. What is it?
Yo,
Star Wars?
Is it like Fantastic Beasts or something?
It's not Fantastic
like
Beasts. I'm going to wait and see. I'm stretching a little bit. I'm curious if the commenters get it. You guys 2016? Are all going to laugh. It was Finding Dory. The Finding Nemo sequel.
That's actually a brighter universe. That's actually like a creative endeavor. It's made for young and old alike. It unites generations.
Is it a creative endeavor? No, the first one was a creative endeavor.
Well, I mean, it's a creative endeavor in that those films are they start with just a blank screen and then they make the whole thing. None of that's real.
Are you just explaining the concept of art to me right now?
I apparently have to.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, how about Billboard Year End? I'll give you a hint. Number one, number two, same artist this
same
year.
Same artist had a double shotgun coming first.
Someone's telling me that's actually a great movie, by the way. Haven't seen it. I just would have thought it's the sequel to Finding Nemo wouldn't have topped the charts.
So let me think. So Jamal Murray was drafted this year. This is the Jamal Murray year, 2016. Is that what you're talking about? And so 2016.
Josh Barnett from Down Under is feeling it. Shouts our boy Nemo. Do you guys claim Nemo? I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, that's Australia.
That's awesome.
Yo, that's right. Like, so, yeah, Serbia has Jokic, Argentina has Faku, and obviously Australia has Dory and Nemo. I have no guess. The top two, I'm going to say Drake again because we can't get out of this waking nightmare involving Drake. What is it?
No, he is going to be number one for the next like 10 years, though, so buckle up. It was Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
Justin Bieber? It wasn't even Peaches?
Which surprisingly beat out Justin Bieber's Sorry, which I would have thought would have been number one. Do you remember those tracks, Eric?
I'm sorry to say I don't.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
That's the thing we were talking about, the decentralization of pop culture. And now there was just one source. It was called MTV. I used to watch it every day. I'd come home and I knew what the only music you were allowed to like was because they told you. And then you had to pick which was your favorite of the ones you were allowed to like. And now you can just like whatever you want. There's no thing. So
the old music television channel.
Dude,
that's where I watched all my favorite dating shows.
Well, now you watch Ridiculousness. all day, every day. Dude, what
By
a
the way,
station.
Did you know those are scripted? The videos themselves are scripted. There's someone whose job it is to coordinate. I digress. I'm also sharing misinformation. I don't know if that's true. I heard that one time from a person. Let's move on. Nikola Jokic, 2014. That's when he was drafted.
Oh,
Eric,
man.
What was number one in the domestic box office in the year 2014?
Let's see. Star Wars.
No.
Marvel movie.
Yes. Which one?
The Avengers.
No.
Iron Man.
No.
Why is it taking you so long to say yes or no?
I'm trying to read the comments too. While
okay, so not Iron Man, not the Avengers. What are do people Spider-Man?
Spider-Man?
Was it a Spider-Man year?
Come on. Can you say that again? Are you saying that plural on purpose?
Like my attorney, Les Spider-Man?
It's Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. Shout out Ben.
Guardians of the
Ben,
Galaxy.
Is that
That was
Hawk?
A pretty good movie. I like that movie.
It's a good movie. It's a great movie. That intro is great. What?
I contributed to that being the top movie. I paid money to go watch it.
Oh, I thought you were about to tell me you were like in on the art design.
Yeah, I'm like, I made that movie.
What are you doing? Change that exposed brick dungeon over there.
I should ask for some royalty checks.
All right, let's move on to 2014. The Nuggets took Nikola Jokic in the second round. Oh, yeah. Whatever, dude. It's my first time hosting.
We need Adam.
Shut up. Billboard, same thing. Year end. What was number one on the Billboard list in 2014?
Oh, my God. Drake? Dude, I don't know. Taylor Swift? What is it? Who?
Happy by Pharrell Williams.
I goddamn love that song.
That's a great
song. I hate myself
song.
For not knowing that.
That's a great song.
When that song came out, it had a video. Do you remember this? There was a 24 hours straight of that video where it just followed a different person performing a dance to that song one after the next. And when it finished, it just panned to the next person. They started up and did their dance. And I watched it for like 8 hours.
We should do that together after the show. Drink some Dixie and just watch the Happy video
together. I
didn't
need the Dixie, dude. Just being around you makes me feel happy.
Oh, thanks, man. Are you ready for a hard left turn from happiness?
Yes.
How about the Time Person of the Year in 2014?
2014 Time Person of the Year. Whew, okay, this feels like a landmine. You've served me. Would it have been, 2014? Was it Nikola Jokic?
That's a good guess. It's a good guess, Ron, but I'd be surprised if the network was concerned with a wooden ship. No, it is the Ebola fighters, dude. Healthcare workers, scientists, nurses, ambulance attendees, and others who fought the devastating Ebola virus. By the way,
What up, Ebola virus
yeah, yeah,
fighters?
Yeah, Ebola. Come at us now.
I barely even remember the Ebola
thing.
Dude,
Ebola was so much scarier too. It was like sounded like it was like flesh eating. It's gonna take over the world. Turns out, man, Ebola, you're small time, dude.
Small time. What were the other ones? Was the bird flu?
We had the there was the avian flu. Are we gonna? I don't know. If listing pandemics.
I don't know. I think
great.
People are into it. I'll tell you this. Let's make this show fun. People need to laugh. I got swine flu.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
My
hell
dad.
Yeah.
I also had swine flu.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So my dad, for my birthday that year, he got me a magazine with the swine flu story. Like, he wrapped it and gave it to me. He didn't give me an actual present. That's what he gave me. But he turned 60 that year, so I gave him his AARP card for his birthday. That's fun, right?
Yeah, I got to go to the hospital with 108 degree
Kale,
fever
mic'd up?
When I got swine flu. Yes, I am.
Okay. He is mic'd up. So
well, I don't ever know.
Everyone gets to hear. Kale, HIPAA, keep that stuff to yourself.
Yeah,
okay,
right?
I was 12. I'm sorry.
Come on, Kale. How do you guys feel about an ad break? Because I could use one. Hey, have you guys heard about Ball, as in Ball Arena?
Hell yeah, bro.
Guess what, Eric?
What?
Ball has been practicing diversity and inclusion for years, while other major companies just talked about it as workplace idealism. Do you know that?
Ball just bees about it.
That's right. Their culture of belonging has been noticed by the Human Rights Campaign. They have a corporate equality index score of 100%. So objectively, D-Line Co., your background, whatever that may be, it will not prevent you from succeeding.
What if
there.
It's as checkered as my shirt?
No, dude, no.
Doesn't
that's,
matter.
That's why they use the word objectively. Yeah, 100% on that corporate equality index score. So just so you know, man, it's just your hard work and commitment that matters. I hope that inspires you, Eric. Because once you work at Ball, there are lots of groups to join to represent your unique background. If you want to meet people, reach new career heights, get support. Ball supports groups like the Society of Women Engineers and many others. So that's the deal, Eric. And if you want to work at Ball, if that sounds appealing to you at home, Text GOLDEN to 77222 and you'll get linked to open positions at their aluminum can manufacturing plant. You can also go directly to jobs.ball.com and search for GOLDEN. That's jobs.ball.com and search for GOLDEN, or simply text GOLDEN to 77222. Damn it.
Let's freaking go, dude.
77222. GOLDEN, get a job. What was I talking about? DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Also, for those of you who didn't know, they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. So we told you at the start of the show that when you sign up and you download that app, if you use promo code DNVR, you're privy to some sweet deals. How about this one? New customers, if you bet just $1 on any football game, you receive $150 in free bets instantly, no matter what.
How do you not do this? If you hear us say this all the time and you're legally allowed to do it,
you are leaving money.
You don't live in Australia. You're not rooting on Nemo, or you're in, you know, Serbia or something. You're here in Colorado. You've not taken advantage of buying $150 for a dollar. What do you do? You're like, literally just a bad consumer.
Yeah, like you don't have to go down the DraftKings wormhole if you don't want to.
No, just get the 150.
Just take the free money.
Yeah, and then you just listen to RK and he'll tell you to bet it on something weird that'll hit, and then that'll be money.
Like if you do want to go down the DraftKings wormhole, you listen to the DNVR bet show, and they're going to help you get hooked up, especially with these same game parlays, Eric, which allow you to combine multiple bets for a bigger payout. This week, place a same game parlay on any NFL game. You'll be credited up to $25, even if your bet loses. More free money. I mean, what are we talking about here? DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Deep breath. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR to receive $150 in free bets instantly when you place $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code DNVR to get $150 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Here.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
What an ad read. People clamoring for me to do the ad reads.
But you should do the next one.
But only because they want to laugh at me.
Yeah.
You did a very workmanlike job there.
Thanks, man. I'm feeling, I don't know, someone's got to try to hold this thing together, you know? No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
What the H? You're on this pod, too.
I know. I'm just trying to keep our heads above water.
Just keep swimming, Brendan.
Hey, Eric, did you hear about Joel Embiid's comments this morning about Ben Simmons?
I'd love to hear you tell me about them.
All right, cool. Let's get everyone caught up. So Sam Amick of The Athletic, you guys released a piece about Ben Simmons basically admitting that he just doesn't want to play with Joel Embiid anymore. It's not necessarily personal, but the fit isn't there. I should clarify, these aren't Ben Simmons's quotes, but this is sourced reporting about Ben Simmons, presumably coming from his agent or other people close to Ben Simmons. Well, Joel Embiid got wind of that, Eric, and he was asked about that today. And that surprised him. He had a really, really long answer, but here's one section that's particularly germane. I feel like our teams have always been built around his needs. Kind of surprising to see. I mean, the reason we signed Al Horford is Ben Simmons. We got rid of Jimmy because he needed the ball in his hands. Joel Embiid went on to say that he still thinks that's a mistake to have gotten rid of Jimmy. So,
oh, my God. This is getting better and better.
He goes on to say...
This was during a press conference?
Yeah. And so he went on to say that he still hopes Ben comes back, that he's not...
He can punch him?
There's no... The team is still better with Ben Simmons around. They're not better off without him. But he simply said that he was surprised because over the course of these two in Philly, it has been oriented around Ben Simmons.
Well, that's the funny thing is that everybody on Earth looks at that team and talks about what a terrible fit they are. But I guess when the two people involved, if somebody actually says that, it becomes a little bit more real. But yes, they are a terrible fit. Everybody knows they are a terrible fit. I cannot believe how down bad the 76ers are. They have to figure out what to do with this. They have absolutely no leverage. It makes me like want to get in on it somehow, but like I don't want to break up our team. We're just like at the wrong place. We're like one step away. Like if this was bubbling around last year when we got Aaron Gordon, I'd be like, yo, let's get Ben Simmons. That'd be amazing. But now I'm like, we can't do it.
Right. I feel you. But does this change? I mean, what do you think about Joel Embiid coming out and saying this in public? I mean, keep in mind the context here, right? At this point, Ben has turned down an offer to sort of meet and work out with Philadelphia players. He's not going to report to camp. There's this report now that he doesn't want to play.
Do you think this is like Embiid becoming a media spectacle as part of the process?
Well, I think
it's the last step.
Listen,
the
man, I think this is something that happens in certain markets. Now, obviously, who Ben and Embiid and how this all happened are the most important factors. But that it's happening in Philadelphia, I've long held the stance that for as much as we bemoan the lack of attention on Denver,
oh, that it's actually a beautiful blessing.
I mean, remember MPJ's comments, right, about not shooting enough in the playoffs.
Yes.
People were really hot and heated about that outside of Denver for 48 hours.
Yeah, in Denver, they were like, whatever. How the hell we get that special teams coach for the Broncos?
Right, right. And then it went away, right? We never heard about it again. So all these things that could be harped on, that could fester,
of course,
that could spiral out of hand because of the media, because of people like us, doesn't really happen here in Denver, and I do think that's an advantage.
Back in the day, John Elway felt famously like he was under so much scrutiny from the media that he was asked a question about what Halloween treats he was giving out, and he was like, I'm drowning here. Leave me alone. Like, there have been a few moments, the Tim Tebow saga, Peyton Manning. There are moments when the city of Denver can have as much scrutiny and it feel the same weight as what we're talking about here. It's just, unfortunately, the Denver Nuggets don't garner that type of attention here in Denver yet. I hope that they do. But you're right. I mean, it sounds miserable. Like, these guys, everything they say is just taken the wrong way regardless. I mean, they don't ever feel like they're having fun when they're doing these press conferences on the East Coast. The New York Knicks players, I mean, you're right. There is a beauty to being able to grow this little plant of ours in the dark.
In the dark, right. There is something to it.
Yeah, and then you wake up and you're like, oh man, this is amazing. But then we get all indignant. Like, why isn't anyone paying attention to our plant?
I know.
It's such a pretty plant. I know, but maybe we don't want. Maybe we just want to keep it for ourselves.
Does this tell you anything about Embiid, though? I mean, the fact that he's just saying it. I mean, do you have an issue with that? I kind of like it, man, to be honest.
To me, it's in the public, this is terrible. Right. They should absolutely have these conversations behind closed doors. But then when you give idiot jackasses like us this type of fodder so that when we're talking about Philadelphia later on in the year, we can just absolutely decimate their very existence and by using their own words against them. No, of course you shouldn't have this conversation in the media. No, I mean, I love it because it's not my team. If it was my team, I would want to crawl under a rock.
Right, right. I guess I just appreciate the honesty, man. Wouldn't it be so cool to ask a player a question and they just tell you exactly you could how stop, they're
feeling? For me, it would be awesome to ask a player a question. And I'd be like, will you sign my chest?
Yeah, that's right. Do you love me back? No, I just think it'd be really cool to hear exactly what someone's feeling.
I know. Listen, I get it. I mean, but you realize that your world is full of this, where you're looking to have an actual connection with people that don't want to have it back with you. So the idea that somebody would actually sort of meet you where you're at when you're trying to do your job, I'm sure is very refreshing. But from the fan perspective, what is this guy doing? You can't air this kind of laundry in the public eye.
I know.
But you just want to write a hot,
I just want to write about it.
Yeah, totally. That looks awesome. You just want to dissect it. I mean, which you probably should anyway. This is yet another point in the differentiation between the way that the Sixers have been built. We trust the process versus we don't skip steps. Where we've gotten to by relying not only on talent, but also on personality. And actually taking locker room into consideration when team right. building, and really acknowledging that human beings are involved in this little chess or this little computer algorithm you're putting together, which is what the Nuggets do. And people who don't follow the team will always use that as a mark against them, that they pay their players too much and they put too much stock, they like their own players too much, and they value things that other people who don't watch basketball all the time they want us to get Jimmy Butler. They want us to get the all-star. They're not making a push to get the right guys. But man, there's something to this not being just a 1 year in and out. This is a long form story. And especially with a player like Jokic, man, you can't just make things awkward and weird and just try and fit things together that don't fit just because it feels like it's the right move, you know, from like a fantasy perspective.
Sure, sure.
So, you know what? Screw you, Philadelphia. I'm happy to hear you're falling apart. Joel Embiid is a good player, but he's not as good as Jokic. I think we know that. So, yeah, good. Great.
You know what I thought was interesting about it, though? At one point, it's a really, really long answer. You can find it on Twitter, guys. All those Philadelphia reporters have put it out there. Kyle Newbeck, I believe, has the full answer fully transcribed. But at one point, he starts talking about how this conversation around Ben is borderline disrespectful to the rest of his teammates and the guys currently on the team.
What a mess.
And he elaborates, I mean, not just that all the focus is on a guy who's not there and not them, but also all this talk about the spacing and all the excuses for what does and doesn't work for Joel and Ben. And B points out, like, they've had shooters this entire time, and he starts naming all the shooters on the roster.
They had JJ Redick,
and all the guys who should be in a position to help them win. Like, so it's just a different style of leadership. Like, when we always laud, and I'm not saying it's necessarily effective, I guess I'm just noting, like, we laud Jokic for this approach, but I think this approach is actually just who he is.
Of course
and
it
it's
is.
Not, it's not like he's doing something right. He's being himself. Not necessarily that he's doing something right.
He's not doing anything.
Right.
He's incapable of being anything but himself.
But I feel the same way about Embiid. As much as it's more an active than a passive thing, I think this is just who he is and not hiding that and not lying that. And if he's asked a question and he has thoughts, he's going to give them to you.
Oh, I can tell you, if Joel Embiid was on my team, I'd refer to him as the top human. He'd be my number one guy. Like, he's awesome. He just is, like, not Jokic. And the fact that the team is falling apart and that the people of Philadelphia have been so incendiary towards us just makes this all the sweeter. Spike, I hope you're reading that. I hope you're listening right now.
He's not.
Your team falls apart.
Shout out, Spike.
And I hope that you have to start all over with some other dumb little catchphrase that doesn't catch on. Let's go.
All right, after the break, should the Nuggets trade for Ben? Just kidding. After the break, we've got Harrison Wind live from his hotel room in San Diego. We're going to get some updates. We're going to need some updates from day 3 of training camp.
I can't wait, dude.
No better. It's a little chilly today, but I'm ready for a breeze.
To be honest, like, I don't know if I'm more excited to hear about what the Nuggets did or just to see the chiseled and welcoming face of Harrison Wind.
I miss him already. All right, well, here's the deal, fam. The weekend's fast approaching. Do we have online with D-Line tomorrow?
I don't know. I can't decide.
All right, so that's a yes. You should do that.
I should do it.
If he does it, that's a great way to start your weekend. One way to enhance the online with D-Line experience is with our partner Solace Meds. It's my favorite place to purchase marijuana these days. This premier dispensary is always hooking it up, and they have 4 convenient Colorado locations, 1 in Fort Collins, 1 in Wheat Ridge, 1 off Broadway, and 1 just blocks away.
I've heard wheat, but I've never heard the ridge that you've
Wheat Ridge. 1 off Broadway and 1 just blocks away from East Colfax, from the DMVR bar on East Colfax. It's September. Look, you're running out of time for
it's
September.
Technically still September.
If you get in there today, Con America gummies, 25% off. Strains tinctures, 20% off. Rockin' cartridges, 25% off. Glacier concentrates, 20% off. If you're really confused by all the words that I just said and you're just there to buy some flour, walk in there, shout DNVR20 at the top of your lungs.
DNVR20!
Don't even look anyone in the eyes. Just start screaming it.
Grab
as soon
things
as you
and just say, DNVR20!
Start tipping tables and shit. Don't do that, but do say DNVR20 when you check out. You're going to get 20% off your entire order, plus a free Solace bar or King Cone. Man. Just remember to use code DNVR20 to save 20% off your entire purchase at Solace Meds, 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 Meds. I'm told we have a new Chevalier mortgage read.
What?
Would have been better if I read it first.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is what happened to me last time.
Yeah.
Where I didn't. Not only did I not read the ads, I didn't know where to find them.
Yep.
Or what ads I was supposed to read.
Yeah, it's really hard.
There's a large block of text, and you look at it for the first time, if you're me, and you have to not only read the whole thing, summarize it, and put it in your own words.
Yeah, it's a little difficult. Some stuff's highlighted, some stuff isn't, but here's the deal. Chevalier Mortgage's ultimate goal is to take the stress out of buying and refinancing and ultimately, hopefully, these ad reads. They strive to give their borrowers options with their full financial picture in mind and with the highest level of integrity, always putting their borrowers first. Something to keep in mind for homeowners, with prices going up, it's creating natural equity in your home. If you have mortgage insurance, chances are you can refinance out of that. Make this bubble work for you. You do it with Chevalier Mortgage, all right? Here's the deal. You can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 or visit www.dnvrmortgage.com. You can also call Mike directly at 970-412-2472 or visit www.dnvrmortgage.com. As you guessed, they do have a fun perk for DNVR listeners. Visit them at dnvrmortgage.com and enter to win a free DNVR shirt or hat of your choice when you do. Most importantly, though, get set up with that free consultation to discuss all your options. One more time, that's dnvrmortgage.com. If you don't know how to spell mortgage, Google it. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS number 1910631. One more ad read, Eric. Buckle up. It's your favorite. It's time to make beef business your business, because we're in business with the best in the beef business.
Hassle Cattle?
Hassle Cattle Company, a.k.a. that blue collar beef, a.k.a. that Wagyu.
Dude, I gotta make a freaking order.
Dude, you...
Are you talking about making a bulk order right now?
Can get some Wagyu with me in a bulk order, and if we use code DNVR, Eric, we're going to get 10% off that order. I know what you're thinking. We've used that code before. You can keep on using it. Save 10% every single time with DNVR10 at checkout. Another way, Eric, for you to get that Wagyu up in your body...
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. Whatever. The DNVR bar in York and Colfax, come here and then order one of the burgers from our revamped menu. You're going to find some delicious Wagyu beef on your plate in no time. All right, that's it. I feel a breeze. It's time to get windy.
I'm ready to get wind up in my body.
It's time to get informed. Kale, if you have them, let's bring Harrison wind up in my body.
Oosh. Oh, look at this green backer.
There he is.
Can we get a green screen effect with Harrison?
Can we hear him though? Yes.
No, I'm actually not in my hotel room. I'm on like the third floor of the UCSD Student Center. I have no idea where I am.
Yeah, I don't know where you are yet. I don't know where that school is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. We're just a little.
It's in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's it. Right. So, Harrison, what's up, man? How was training camp day three? How were the vibes? Who'd you talk to? What can you tell us?
It was good, man. It was a shorter practice today because they had Will Barton go down yesterday, so I don't think they want to, you know, pick up any more injuries here. So it was a shorter practice today, pretty light stuff. They're scrimmaging tomorrow. I will not be at practice tomorrow, but big scrimmage day of training camp is tomorrow. So that should be exciting. But yeah, today was a light practice. The vibes are great, man. The vibes are honestly great. Being, I feel like, in San Diego can do that for you.
Sure.
But Michael Malone was great. He looks great. He looks refreshed. Like, I posted a video of him talking about Nikola Jokic's new kid, and somebody replied, like, Michael Malone looks great. I was like, he kind of does. He looks like refreshed, ready to go.
Oh, man.
He doesn't have that strain of like the regular season on him quite yet.
Nice.
So we spoke with him. We spoke with Monte Morris today about just being the starter and what that entails. But overall, the vibes are great.
That's awesome, man. Did you so kind of the inverse, right? How it usually goes. This time, Malone didn't like the way it looked day one, and it got better from there.
Yeah, day one was a sloppy practice, of course. Day two was much better. And he said this yesterday, but he went back and looked at the film from the first day of practice, and he was thinking to himself, I thought this was the worst practice in the world when it happened. You know, looking back on it, probably wasn't the worst practice in the world. So it's kind of like Malone right after a rough loss.
Sure.
You know, it's like the end of the world, but you give him a day or two and you can put everything in perspective.
Yesterday, Harrison, you tweeted that Will Barton was left practice in a boot after rolling his ankle. Are there any updates on that, brother?
So he's still in a boot. He did not practice today.
Okay.
I doubt he practices tomorrow. I'm sitting here right now on Thursday. I guess I'd be surprised if he played in the preseason game on Monday against the Clippers. Yeah, he's still in the boot. I think he'll be in the boot for another day or two. But the swelling went down, I was told, from last night to today. So he definitely avoided, you know, anything serious. So that's good. But yeah, it's weird. You know, the Nuggets' vaunted starting lineup obviously only has two members that are playing right now. You know, Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. So it's a little different feel in that respect.
Sure. Who'd you get a chance to talk to today, man?
So I talk with Monte. I also talk with Austin Rivers for like 10 minutes. I was just like chatting with Austin Rivers, who is wise beyond his years, I feel like. He's seen a lot in this league for sure. But, you know, Monte is the starting point guard of this team. And with that, you know, there's some starting point guard duties that I think he's growing into.
Okay.
Like Malone was talking about this today, but he's been getting on Monte and being like, dude, like you need to get everybody in line. Like you need to be a leader. You need to use your voice. Nikola Jokic isn't here, but you know, you need to like tell Jokic where to stand on some plays. And like, that's tough telling the MVP of the league where to stand.
Sure.
So he's growing into that, learning how to use his voice a little more. But you know, the Nuggets have a ton of confidence in Monte Morris. They haven't named a starter, I guess. But, I mean, we know it's Monte.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's pretty comfortable with that.
Cool, man. Yeah, I don't think anyone doubts that. I think it's probably going to be Monte.
Harrison, can you pronounce the name of Jokic's new baby?
It's, what is it, something Jenna?
Yep, yeah, that's nailed it.
Something Jenna.
Oh, ask them if they want to be on the show.
Yeah.
No,
a lot of people are saying that there's a lot of extras rocking around in the background. Here's an... Have you asked to play or have you played hacky sack with any of them?
I didn't see any hacky sack games going on. Everybody's probably like wondering what the hell I'm doing. Just talking
us
about
included.
The in this student section. This is a weird vibe for sure. I'm trying to keep my voice down a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell. It's actually cracking me up.
Super annoyed with me right now.
Yeah, someone's writing a term paper just like 3 feet from you. Hey, so when we talked to Monte Morris on that media day call, he obviously elaborated on missing some time in his recovery from that injury. Was there any conversation today at all about just sort of what kind of shape he's in and how ready he feels to get back after it?
I think he's ready to go. He looks good. Like he said last week, he's put on like 10 pounds. He looks ready to go, I think. So it's funny, just kind of talking to some people here, you know, around the team at camp, they need the Monte Morris that showed up in the playoffs, you know, to be the guy that shows up from day one of the regular season. They need playoff Monte Morris, you know, the guy who's super aggressive, who's looking for his shot coming off screens, that's trying to get to the rim, that's trying to break the defense down. They need that Monte Morris from day one. The Nuggets really believe this. Not, you know, the Monte that comes off the bench and just tries to run his team and be unselfish. You know, they want him to do all those things, but they really want him to be the guy he was in the playoffs, aggressive, explosive, just really confident and looking for his offense. They want Monte to be that guy on opening night.
It's exciting, man. I honestly am, as bummed as we are about the Jamal Murray thing, I'm really excited to see what Monte can do with this.
Yeah, yeah. Ray asks a great question here in the chat. I'm curious of this as well. And do you, I don't even know if you know the question, but was Rivers running as the starter without Barton, or was it PJ?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I think they mixed it up a lot today.
Okay.
I don't think they really scrimmaged at all today, actually. They'll, of course, scrimmage tomorrow, but I do not think they scrimmaged at all today. You know, I would have to think it would be Austin Rivers would be my prediction on that.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. It could be PJ. I don't know though. I don't know.
That's interesting because yeah, PJ was like in line and was taking those minutes as the starter, and then he got hurt, and then Austin Rivers like had his rise, that Austin Rivers game, and that is. I'm really curious about that actually.
Yeah, and is there more utility in warming PJ up as a backup two, or maybe? I mean, as the starting two by default, or maybe a backup three where he's going to play anyway. So
yeah, interesting.
They probably like to spread it around and get as many looks as they can. What else did you get from Monte today?
That's really it for Monte. I was talking to Austin Rivers, and I'll have a piece with a bunch of his quotes coming out
nice.
Later this afternoon. But yeah. Austin Rivers is fascinating, man. He really feels at home in Denver, and something that he told me that I didn't really pick up on before, a key reason he came back to the Nuggets was because he really vibes with the coaching staff here. And if you think about it, Austin Rivers, the son of a coach, Doc Rivers, of course, Michael Malone, the son of a coach, David Adelman, Denver's top assistant, the son of a coach. So he thinks that this coaching staff just gets him, because they kind of know what it's like to be the son of a coach.
That's really interesting.
Austin Rivers has talked about how, like, you know, some things he said and kind of the rap on him is totally out of line and just false. And there's a lot of stuff out there in the NBA universe that's not true about him. But he thinks kind of the Nuggets coaching staff, because they know the situation that he comes from, being Doc Rivers' son, they can kind of see through the bullshit in that regard.
What else from Austin, man?
He's just excited. He had a lot of interest from other teams even before he signed with the Nuggets late last season. You know, he had a lot of interest from other playoff teams, Milwaukee, Dallas, I think he told me today. But you know, he wanted to come back to Denver just because he was comfortable with the coaching staff here. Also, it's just a really good team. He told me Michael Porter Jr. is going to be an all-star this season.
What?
He said he's looked great during camp. So, you know, and Austin Rivers proved last year that the guy can defend. And that's something that I did not know about him. And, you know, the rep on him was definitely not a defensive player throughout his career so far. But, you know, he proved he can play a role. And I think he's going to play a really similar role, you know, this season. And Denver's going to have a great bench. Nuggets are going to have another great second unit this year.
You know, we talked earlier in the week about MPJ taking Bol under his wing. Maybe kind of an unexpected pairing insofar as MPJ, not technically a veteran or anything. I've really been fascinated by the way Austin Rivers has sort of, at least seemingly, done something similar with Porter, whether that's just publicly how he talks about him to us, the media, or how they treat each other, you know, behind the scenes. But they really look like a close pair.
Yeah, there's like something too. He's another guy that, again, has like seen what it looks like for his career to be over. Like, he was out of the league with no interest for some amount of time. And so it's cool to, like, have guys with perspective that, like, sort of understand the precious nature of, you know, being in the NBA and, like, wanting to actually, even if you're not playing, to be able to have – to leave a mark on it, even through, you know, being a mentor, being a coach, being able to help others and wanting to help others. And maybe that also comes from what Harrison is talking about, being the son of a coach and just being around that type of relationship your whole life that just naturally makes you want to coach other people, you know?
For sure. For sure.
I think there's that little bond between those two because Porter, of course, had the quote in the Clippers series about how to beat these guys. We need to get other people involved, which I think he was – kind of right about, but it obviously wasn't the right way to go about saying that.
Sure.
And I think Austin saw that and saw how that quote kind of wrote the story in a lot of people's minds for just who Michael Porter is. You know, people outside of Denver mostly who don't know a ton about him. And I think Austin saw that, was like, you know, that's kind of happened to me with some stuff I've said in the past. Like, stuff's gotten out and it's kind of defined how people look at me. So right. I think there's a little bit of a bond because of that.
And an interesting point here in the comments as well. MPJ, also the son of a coach. So maybe there's something there.
Right.
What else from Austin, Mr. Wind?
You know, there's a lot, man.
Just take us through it.
We definitely covered a lot. Just kind of like we were just saying, how you know, there's a rep about him that he, you know, if he's not playing, he's not going to be happy. That was the rep on him before he signed in Denver, and why there was some hesitancy from people around the league to sign him. You know, if this guy's not playing 20 minutes a night, if he's not contributing, he's not going to be happy. He's going to be a problem in the locker room. These are things that people said about Austin Rivers. What he told me today, he goes, first off, that's not true. But second off, like, it'd be a little concerning if you had a player on your team who wasn't playing and was happy about not playing. You know,
like Bol Bol.
Right.
It's like this.
Right.
Like, this is sick.
This is amazing.
Yeah. It's a good point. Like, that's an interesting point.
If you have a guy who's not playing and he's content in that, like, that's a bit of a red flag.
Yeah, that's not like Richard Jefferson the last year we had him when he was like, what do you mean go in? Like, what?
Wait, like in the game?
Right. Like,
now?
What are you even talking about?
So you don't get the sense then, Wynn, that, I mean, there are so many reasons we've heard from Rivers about why he came back to Denver. I mean, I know this is sort of a pointing question. I don't know if you know the answer. Do you get the sense that that's contingent upon playing time at all then?
No, he had no idea really how much playing time he was going to get this season when he resigned. I mean, he knew he was probably going to be the backup shooting guard. Like, that's what they told him his role was probably going to be. But you don't know how many minutes comes with that.
Right.
You know, you don't know what trades could be made, what roster moves could be made. He never had a guarantee about how much he would play. But, you know, he just wanted to come back because this was a really good team. And he vibes with the coaching staff. He vibes with the front office.
Everybody fucks with Mike.
Yeah, after practice today, he was just – I was waiting to talk to him. And practice is already wrapped up. Most guys are on the bus heading back to the hotel. And Austin Rivers is just chatting with Popeye Jones and Jason Terry, like, off in one corner of the gym, the far corner of the gym, for like 20 minutes. So I think he's just a guy who vibes with everyone and who kind of sees things from a coach's perspective because his dad's a coach.
Sure.
And just kind of talks basketball with everyone.
I only have one question left. Please tell me something about Bones. I need this.
Anything.
Just anything. Did you
just
see
say
him?
His name? Even
could you,
if
did he? Does he? What does he smell like? Is he an Axe body spray guy?
He's rolling it with the headband.
Yes.
It seems like the headband is going to be.
Finally, it's something worth reporting on. Let's go. Let's go. What kind of headband are we talking about?
I'm going to tweet this out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those thicker headbands, too. It's like takes up his whole head.
Dude.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
He's definitely rocking the headband.
Any,
looks like this season.
Any indication if that is in his plans to include that in his regular season attire? Or is this strictly training camp San Diego vibes?
I think he's going to rock the headband.
Oh, let's go, dude.
I love yes. this. Yeah. This is a big update.
So yeah. big, dude.
Yeah. Is there let me see if I've got anything else.
Right. You can make stuff up, too. If
yeah, we. How would we know? We wouldn't know.
Ryan Saunders is here.
Oh, yeah, what's that about?
Coach.
What's that about?
You know, this is just something that happens at training camp. Like, coaches that are fired just hang out around other teams. And, you know, every coach in the NBA knows one another.
Right.
Everybody in the NBA just knows each other. So I believe, you know, when Malone was fired in Sacramento, I think it was Flip Saunders who was coaching the Timberwolves at that time. Obviously, Ryan Saunders' father. And so I think Flip, who passed away, you know, several years ago now, but I think he invited Malone to Timberwolves camp years ago, right when Malone got fired from Sacramento. So I think this is Malone paying it forward, to be honest.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, man. Anything else we need to know before we get out of here today?
I'm trying to think.
What would you name Brendan's daughter if he had a daughter? I said we'd name her LaFanda. LaFanda vote or Brendan too.
Yeah, I'm not quite there on LaFanda yet.
I would name her Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon vote. I think so too. Yeah.
Good idea. Done. Yeah. Done. So are you back tomorrow, Harrison? Will we see you in Denver tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm flying back in a couple hours. I'll be on the show tomorrow. Did you hear Jokic had a baby?
We did.
What?
Yeah, report? We did hear okay. that. Yep. Yeah, we've covered that. So,
yeah. So I don't think he's going to be here this week at camp. I wonder if I'm not reporting this, but I wonder if he just doesn't play in the first two preseason games. And his yeah. first game is that third preseason game at home against Minnesota. I think. I wonder if that is the first time we'll see Jokic in a game.
Well, who starts at center?
Isaiah Hart. Oh wait.
why does that make me laugh every time?
Because it's really funny.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's going to be Jeff Green and Aaron Gordon in the front court. I think Aaron Gordon would typically be the center,
right.
or I guess by default there. But that's who the front court's been. You know, this week with no Jokic here, Jeff Green and Aaron Gordon on the starting unit.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for taking the trip, dude. We're excited to see you back in the HQ, back in the homeland tomorrow.
Yeah, dude.
Sir, yeah. Let
those San Diego kids see how it's done. You need to get some hack going. Get some sack rocking, bro.
Yeah, I might take a little walk around campus here, see what's up.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You gotta let that chin walk, baby.
Take care, Harrison. We appreciate you, man.
God, I feel so much better having seen Harrison. How about you?
Yeah, I felt weird not having him around.
Let's name your daughter Bones.
Shit. That, I'm in.
Bones vote?
Bones chicken vote.
Oh, chicken.
chicken.
Chicken
how
boat?
How about a casual Friday tomorrow, Eric? You want to do that with me?
Oh, I'm ready to get so offensively casual.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. Sounds like wind is in. Something tells me we can get Superstar Dev to log in from the janitor's closet of his educational institution where he works a full-time job.
Let's freaking go.
I wonder if they know he works here.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm looking forward to seeing him, though. New edition of the steps, as expected. I'll be writing them, so do not expect there to be any rhyme or reason whatsoever to the difficulty of the questions. But it should be fun. We appreciate you. And, hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Let's go.
No nuggets. All right, before we get out of the show, I'm going to tell you about Strava Craft Coffee one more time. I love it so much. I'm just pushing it on you. You have no choice. I'm your pusher, man. Strava Craft Coffee, CBD-infused coffee right now. When you order it from Strava Craft Coffee themselves, you can get 25% off your first purchase when you use code DNVR25. But wait, there's more. You can also get 20% off every shipment when you subscribe to their subscription service. You choose what flavor, what dosage when it comes to you every 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks. Strava Craft Coffee to leave you honking like a goose. Go get some.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.